All right, so there's this guy, Ethan. He's a hotshot 20-something blogger. He ends up snowed in at a bed and breakfast with a failed novelist, Olivia. Well, okay, sparks fly. One thing leads to another as these two writers both discover what they really want. But in the morning, things are not quite what they seem to be the night before. Soon it becomes clear that this passionate weekend will change both of their lives. I am telling you about the play Sex with Strangers by Laura Eason. It's directed by Stephen Nakami. It is directed by Stephen Nakami. It is running at the Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York through October 15th. Jenny Strasberg stars as Olivia. She returns to Cap Rep for the first time since 2013 when she played in Venus and Fur. She was on the program then. She's on the program now. And we thank you very much for being back.
I'm very happy to be here.
All right. So tell me about this show. Whoa. How did you get yourself into this?
Well, I auditioned and here I am.
There you go.
I was asked to come in and audition for this show, and I hadn't read it before, and I read it and immediately fell in love with it. And I loved working here so much in 2013 and just couldn't wait to come back. So it was a perfect fit.
Okay, so tell me about the play. What happens here? I gave a little, just a tiny little bit.
Pretty good little synopsis of the beginning. So you have these two characters. They're both writers. One has been very successful and is very much in the public eye. And then you have another one, Olivia, my character, who is a brilliant writer, but her book did not take off the way that she had hoped, and she found the experience so painful that she sort of retreated into herself. She's still writing for the love of writing, but she is not putting her work out in the world anymore. Yeah. And she meets this young man who has read her book, which is now out of print, but he managed to get a copy of it, and he is really electrified by her writing, and so he convinces her to kind of come out of her shell and put her work back out in the world. And what the play really, there is a lot of sex. It is sex with strangers. There's love in there, too. And there is a lot of the effect of ambition. What does it do to people and how their values change? And also, there is a whole element of what it's like to live in the world that we live in with Twitter and the internet and bloggers and all of this stuff. And when you put your work out in the world, does it actually still belong to you?
So all things that we're dealing with. So let me get back to the sex part. So what does that mean for that's part of the show?
That's
right?
Part of the show.
Yeah, that's part of the show.
The stage directions are always like, clothes come off. It escalates. Sex is imminent. That's how pretty much every scene ends. There's a lot of sex in the show. Obviously, that's how these two characters kind of begin to connect with each other. But then it becomes so much more than that.
Yeah.
It's very intimate. And that's one of the things I've really loved about working on the show is that you get to spend 2 hours with these two people and get to see what people are like when they're alone, which is really fascinating.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a very talk show question.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm going to ask you the talk show question. Holding on to my seat.
So is there any trepidation, any thought when you look and say, oh, this is what this requires me to do? I don't know how I feel about that.
I would say, as a younger actor, for sure. But for many years now, I've been paid to make out with men and in various states of undress. So I've gotten pretty used to it.
How do you differentiate into your mind that isn't prostitution on both sides?
Oh my gosh. Well, just turn on the television. I mean, it's not nudity. There's no nudity.
It's a job.
It's a job. it's not the oldest profession. It is a job. I take my job very seriously.
Right.
And I had this acting teacher once in college that told me that all great theater is about sex and violence.
There you go.
And if you turn on the television or go to a movie, I mean, these are like themes that are part of the human condition. We're always dealing with them. I don't know. I just don't think about it that way. So I can understand, why someone might, but it's just always been a part of my job. So
I was told a long time, we had a wonderful actor on this program who came on regularly. He had a theater company down in the Hudson Valley and was a part of the original company of O Calcutta. And he said it bothered him. And again, that was nudity, but that was bothered him for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you just get over it and you do your job. And that's and you're just doing your job.
You're just doing your job. I mean, I've never had to be nude on stage.
Yeah.
That would give me pause.
Yep.
I have a wonderful agent, and he told me once that there's no reason for you to have to ever be nude on stage. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing for him to say. I mean, it's very, you know, when you're in your underwear, you're exposed.
Sure.
But that's part of the play. So.
But that's no different than being emotionally exposed. Or, you know, being in a vulnerable moment on stage where you are, I mean, you're always exposed in some sense.
You should be.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point,
That's the point. If it doesn't feel dangerous, then it's probably not working the way that it should.
Yeah. The idea of the play let me ask it this way without giving anything away. What do you want people to think about as they're leaving?
Well, the play asks a lot of questions, and it is that kind of piece where people leave and they're talking about it, which is exciting. How does success change you, and how do you change in a relationship? You know, how much of like what actually brings you together initially is sustainable, and you know, you're attracted to people from a physical standpoint, and then becoming attracted to their minds and how they work, and you know, love comes in very different forms, and I think it's really interesting to just see like how the world that we live in affects relationships.
I have not seen the play, so
you have to come.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it. This is sort of my criteria of what I love. What I love in theater, I love to go in and feel. I love to feel challenged. I love angst. I also just like to feel really awkward, and uncomfortable sometimes. Mm-hmm. In any way, just because this is a play about sex.
Sure.
In any way, will it make me feel uncomfortable?
Well, we get a lot of, I mean, it's really funny. The cap rep, the theater is just amazing. For an actor, it's a really fun space to work in because it's what we call a thrust, which means that we're surrounded on three sides by the audience. So you really are in the show with us. You're in our room. And what people are very vocal with this show. They're very vocal. We start taking our clothes off and people laugh. Sometimes they hoot and holler. When Ben takes his shirt off, a lot of times they hoot and holler.
So I just want to go back one step. So you start taking your clothes off and people laugh.
Exactly. It's just because it becomes
that was college
so, like,
for me, but.
people giggle nervously when we talk about sex or when they see people taking their clothes off. You know, it does make people uncomfortable, and that's the response that they have. But I think the show will it does make you uncomfortable in a way because you see these people that you kind of have these initial impressions of, and then they do things, and you kind of like are like, oh, you know. It's that idea of like, can you ever truly know a person? You know what they will do.
Don't you think though? And it seems to me that this is the case. And correct me if I'm wrong. But we, having done this show for a long time, it seems like the two subjects that just make people incredibly uncomfortable, even though they are part of our everyday lives, is sex and death.
Yeah.
And we have problems with how to deal with that. And you just wonder, how can something that is such a part of our lives and such a driver in our lives is something that becomes uncomfortable in some way to discuss or to talk about or to see visualized on a stage?
Yeah, I mean, theater is, you know, we always... are going for realism, but you're dealing always with, in Good Place, really major events.
Right. That's true.
You know, I think, I mean, death is loss and sex is loss in a way, too. I mean, there's just, I mean, there's just a lot of, I don't know. Gosh, this is such a good question. I wish I had more time to ruminate on it.
Well, that's all right. You can come back to me. Come back. You're on.
Come back to you.
That's fine. You're open to the 15th.
No, it's really, I mean, you're bringing up some sort of life and death issues, literally.
So let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Do you talk about it during rehearsal? Are these discussions that you have, not so much about life and death, but just about the emotion, about the emotional aspects of what you're doing?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we talk about, like, especially with a two character play. So you're doing a scene and be like, okay, so, you know, like, what worked here? What didn't? Can we, you know, deepen the emotional connection on this moment? Like, or I don't quite understand this moment. And that's all conversations that, you know, you can have as actors together, but you can also have with your director. And we had an amazing director on this, Stephen Nakami. He's really skilled with this type of material. He's a very funny person, but he also has a lot of heart. And I think we found a lot of the heart of the show. There's a lot of things about the show that, you know, we're really looking for the humor more often than not, because people want to laugh, you know. Life is hard. Come see theater and laugh and cry, but also laugh.
Talk about your acting partner.
Ben Williamson plays Ethan Kane. He is amazing and awesome, and we're having a really, really good time together. It's a really lovely thing, because, you know, you're doing a play with one other person, and you really hope that they're great. And I definitely have someone who is great.
Yeah, I mean, you have to find that great dancing partner.
Yes,
right? I mean,
totally.
You know,
totally.
And to do it every night. Well, it's Sex with Strangers. It's running at the Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York through October 15th. It just sounds great. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait for you to come. You have to make
really
sure
cool.
that you stay high after
I
the show.
I will indeed.
Okay.
It's Sex with Strangers. It's running at Cap Rep in Albany through October 15th. To learn more, go to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org. And just to make it super duper easy for you, that link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Jenny Strasberg, always a pleasure. I can't wait to see you again the next time you come back for another Capitol Rep.
Thank you. Me too. I hope I'll be back sooner rather than later.
Excellent. Jenny, thank you very much. Again, Sex with Strangers, running at Cap Rep in Albany through October 15th, capitalrep.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.